the sugya of Nimsa Echem Mekarvo Pasuk Davav. We've seen in the din of the Mishnah the various rushes that come from the Pasuk Al Pi Shnei Edim or Shnayim Edim or Shlosha Edim. The last of those rushes is the din of Nimsa Echem Mekarvo Pasuk Edusa Detela, which is what we're going to be focusing on right now. It's interesting to notice what the Gemara brings in the next Shaka V'Taya. So right before it, you have the statement of the Mishnah that the Shaka V'Taya relates to, and something very strange. You know, nothing is trivial here in the Gemara. We have to know what this is about. The Gemara's words in quoting the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer Loba Shlishi V'Chuli. That's Rabbi Akiva's drasha of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, and then it continues Umashnayim V'Chuli, and then we have this. Now this dialogue, Rapapa and Abaye, with the question that's now brought in, Amar Rapapa Abaye El Miata Horeg Yatzil, and so on, which is obviously relating, as we'll soon read the Rashi, relating to specifically Shitas Rav Yossi, with regard to the din of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, that we should now disqualify Edim on Ritzicha because of the fact that the Horeg, whose Pasul Edus, is part of the Kat. So that's the flow of the Gemara. So even before we analyze the Gemara's Kasha and understand the nature of the Kasha and what the Psil of Harug and what the Gemara is driving at, I mean, the Piska, as we call it, the statement that precedes the Gemara Shaka V'Taya is odd. And that's what the Maran is sensitive to when the Gemara is quoting Rabbi Akiva, Omer lo bashkishu mashnayim. Now, just a little bit in connection to yesterday's Shir and the Tosis that we read, and I think I heard one named the Shach. I didn't have a chance to find it inside, but maybe the Shach is in Simen Lamed Vav makes this diuk. We noted yesterday in Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos with regard to the previous Gemara, when Rava states the requirement of He'idu Kum Tochidei Dibor, what was Rava speaking about? So what we saw yesterday was that Tosfos learns that Rava's statement was specifically about the drasha of Rav Shimon that you need to be mazim as kolor edim, mashnayim as shizim u'shneim, so too shizim u'kula. But Tosus made clear, Rabba was not speaking to the drasha of Rabbi Akiva of Nimsa Karvo Pasul. And Rashi, on the other hand, was mashma b'chol davar. So apparently, if we keep the girsa that we have, which begins with Rabbi Akiva Omer, sounds like what we had right before this, the statement of Rava was on the part of the Mishnah that precedes Rabbi Akiva Omer. No, that would be a smach, a support to Tosfos. In other words, that the statement of Rava that we discussed yesterday was Bedafka not going on the din of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, because Igma only quotes Rabbi Akiva Omer Bechuli, which is Nimsa Karvo Pasul, after quoting Rava. So that would be very nice. However, the Maram says something that obviously changed the whole Raya, because the Maram says that that's not what we should be reading here right before the Shaka V'Taya. The Maram points out that this very Kasha, as Rashi here tells us, is specifically connected to Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi is within the din of Nimsa Karvo Pasul. We have Machokes Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. Whether in order to invoke the principle of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, we need it to be a case where there was a Kavana Lahayid, which is what Rebbe holds, or there need not be a Kavana Lahoy. So it's Rabbi Yossi who holds that there is no requirement that it have to be Bizman Shehistru Behen. And on that, what the Gemara is now proceeding to ask the Kasha Horeg Yatzil. So the Maram is Magia in the Gemara over here, and also with the next part of the Gemara, as we'll get to. And the Maram says that what we should really have right before the Amalei Rapapa Labaye, we should say not what we have in our Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Omer, but rather we should say Amar Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so he's taking out the Rabbi Akiva Omer, apparently, in which case we're free to once again go back to the previous Gemara and understand like Rashi, that the Nimsa Karvo, that the requirement of Haggadah Ke'echad could have certainly been going into Karvo. That's sort of a side, you know, ramifications of this Haggah. But either way, what should be understood is, as Rashi already explains to us, that the Kasha Rapavet Abaye of Horeg Yatzil is specifically about Shitas Rav Yossi. So what exactly is the Kasha Harug Yatsya? What is the nature of the Sul Harug, and what is the nature of the Gemara's Kasha? Let's read Rashi. El Meyata Harug Yatsya is up Rashi. L'Rav Yossi the Omar, Af the Lo Hisru, even if there was no Hasra given. We're talking by, obviously, Din and the Fashis, because that's where Rav Yossi would apply the Alach and Nimsa Karvo Pasul. But Rabbi Yossi does not subscribe to the requirement of Rebbe that has to be Bisman Shehisru Behen, which is interpreted by Rashi to mean that they had Kavana to testify in Beis Din. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't require that. So the Amar Afbelo Hisru Shulon is Kaving Lohoid. Who matzil es hanidon? So let the harug save the person who's being testified against that he should be killed for an act of murder, mipnei kurva, because of the psul of kurva. So Rav Yossi, this is Rav Yossi who says that. Rav Yossi who says that af below his rosh shalom is coming lahayit who matzil es hanidon mipnei kurva. If that is what Rav Yossi holds, therefore fact the gemara, fact the rapapa harug nami yatzil es hanidon. So if that rule is true for Rabbi Yossi, that a karob is matzil even without kavana lahayid, the harug, the victim of the murder, should therefore also serve to spare the rotseach from being killed. Why? Because of the rule of nimsa karob pasul. How is he a karob pasul? Sherei gam hu ra'a, he saw the murder, he was the one killed. The hu karob eitzel atzmo, and he is a karob to himself. What does Rashi mean? What's the nature of this psul? What does it mean, karov eitzel atzmo? We find often the expression, the Gemara, adam karov eitzel atzmo. So you take the words at face value, it sounds like it's a psul of korva. But the way that it's normally assumed that what it really means is what it means is baldavar. We'll see more about this, the Hemshach. Yes, it's Yitzchak Gennison, yes.
Just clarify, are we defining kavana as
kavana? Well, Hasra is one. Let me explain. Hasra is one indicator of Kavana Lahayit. It's not the only indicator. In other words, Rashi puts them together because obviously, if you are Masra, then obviously you intend to become the Beis Din. But the Gemara is going to soon discuss what if you don't have a case of Hasra? So then you can also find other ways to figure out whether there was a Kavana Lahayit. This all according to Shitas Rebbe. So, and the Ibi makes it also very clear that it's not particularly Hasra that matters, it's the Kavanah Lahayit. Rashi said it earlier, Rashi says it again over here. Now, the Harug is a Pasul Eid. Rashi says, Karav Eitzel Atzmo, so let's take that the way that normally we assume is a Psul of Baldavar. A Baldavar is Pasul. A Baldavar means he's made on yourself. You're not allowed to be made on yourself. That's not Eidus. That's not a kosher Eidus. You can't talk about yourself. So the kasha of the Gemara would be that because the harug is an aid puzzle, because he's a baldavar, he's karvei tzalatzmo, so that should spoil the entire kad of aidus to testify against the rotseach for this act of murder. And it's clear from the Gemara, in other words, that you don't need to come to Beis Din. In other words, to invoke the principle of nimtza karvo puzzle, it need not be an aid that's going to be made in Beis Din. That may or may not change in the teretz of the Gemara, depending on how you understand the ultimate teretz of the Gemara to the Shaka Mataya. But clearly in the Kasha, this is what we saw in Tosis again yesterday, when Tosis brought the issue of Toch Kidei Dibur, that you see from this Gemara's Kasha that you don't even need Haggadah the Beis Din, let alone Toch Kidei Dibur. That was Tosis Braya from this Gemara's Kasha. Again, what happens in the teretz, we'll have to see. So the Gemara is asking, the Harug is not going to Beis Din, but nonetheless, he's an aid puzzle, because he's a witness to the crime, and that should therefore passel everybody from testifying. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Now, at first glance, we need to understand what this means to say the harug is a baldava. Baldava means you're talking about yourself. What are you talking about? You're not about yourself. You're talking about the crime. What was the crime? The crime was committed by the murderer, by the rotseach. The fact that he was the victim of the Ritzicha, that's incidental. That's the Aveiru was Ritzicha. The Hechetimtza for Ritzicha is you have to have a person that was murdered. Okay, so he happens to be the one that was murdered. But why does that make him a Balgava? You know, he's testifying about the Maisa Ritzicha of Reuven. His name is Shimon, and Reuven killed Shimon. He's saying that Reuven, he's not saying, he's a witness, the Re'iyah. He saw the murder that Reuven killed him. No. Why does that mean he's an aid as a baldover? He's not testifying, or he's not an aid, I shouldn't say testifying. He's not an aid about himself, about Reuven. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Yeah.
I'm still confused. The Kohen Rashi, is he pasul edus because he's a bal davar, because he's a karav?
So that's what I was saying. I prefaced Rashi's words karav etzel atzmo. I'm taking it to mean. I mean, I'm not. One could perhaps quibble with what I'm saying. I'm not saying this is for sure the only way to learn, but for sure we'll see this in the Hemshach HaGemar with the Ravid. The words Adam Karvei Tzel Atzmo appear numerous times in Shas. It's one famous Gemara that we'll get to in Daf Tes and Sanhedrin. Adam Karvei Tzel Atzmo, and that is taken by many Rishonim to mean Baldover. Tosis is going to say one pshat that it means Baldover. It could be Rashi means it as well. You're claiming maybe Rashi meant Karov as if to say the Psul Karov. That's what the words are saying. The words Adam Karvei Tzel Atzmo don't have to mean Psul Kurva. They could mean Baldava. I'm not 100% sure what I'm saying is correct in Rashi, but for now I'm going to assume that way. That because the words Adam Karvei Tzel Atzmo appear in the Gemara many times, and many Rishonim certainly take it to mean the Psul of Baldava. In other words, you're talking about yourself, or your edus is about yourself. So you're a pasul eid about yourself. So if that's the meaning, and anyway, Tosus is going to suggest one pshat, anyway, that's what it means. So we have to deal with it regardless, whether Rashi meant that or Rashi meant something different. Clearly that pshat is one of the ways to read the Gemara, that the Gemara's kasha hargyatzel is because he's a baldavar. And it could certainly lie within Rashi's words, because the words Adam Karvei Tzel Atzmo can certainly be interpreted to mean you're related to yourself. So it means your edus is about yourself. You're Baldavar. Now Baldavar can't say edus. But the question is, why are you called a Baldavar if the edus that you saw is Reuven killing? The fact that Reuven is killing you, why does that make you a Baldavar? You're incidental. But you're incidental. What is? It's not your dinta. It's not your issue. It's his ma'aseh metzicha. No. So the Achronim Shmuel Rezavsky, I believe, is the one that makes this idea, brings this idea out. But it's an Achronim idea. Achronim like to bring this idea. We'll bring a right to it in just a second from the Gemara Sanhedrin. That it's interesting. You showed that when it comes to metzicha, when you put a murderer to death. It's different when you put a Machal Shabbos, let's say, to death for his crime with Hasra and everything else. Pshat is as follows. A person who did a crime like Chil Shabbos, so that's based in Halacha, based in Mechuyev to kill the person based on the Halachas of the Torah, Biyatar HaMikirbecha, Skila, that's the onus that Basin has to do. When it comes to a Ritzicha, of course Basin carries out the onus, but the onus, there's almost, you could say, somebody who has a tvia, a claim, for that person to be put to death. And who is it that has that claim? The nirtzach, the victim of the murder, just like if there were to be, you know, when you have a case of someone who's mazik somebody else. So there, it's obvious, there the money has to go to that person. It's, you have a claim on that monetary loss, or injury, or whatever it may be. Here, the person's giving up his life, he's not giving it to the person who lost his life, but it's ki'ilu, he's paying with his life for how he, for his ben adam l'chaveiro, for having done that crime to that person, to the nirtzach. He infringed on the life of the nirtzach, of the victim. And therefore, the chiyav misa is seen as a chiyav misa to that person. You have to hear the difference. It's not like stalan aveira that has with it a chiyav misa in the Torah. It's a chiyav misa to that person. The rai that they bring is a Gemara Sanhedrin, daf tes, with regard to kamei b'derabba minei. We know that typically if a person incurs a chiyav misa and a chiyav mammon at the same time, so the chiyav misa patas a chiyav mammon based on the rule of kimbramine, we learn out of tzukin. The Gemara has a tziur with regard to motzi shemra that the punishment of Misa and Mammon would both exist, and that's in a case where we call it Mammon Lazeh or Nefashos Lazeh. So the case has to do with, we know with Motzi Shemra, the way that it works is that if the Baal chooses the wife of having been Mizana, and he brings Eden to that effect, So then, let's say he turns out that he was lying because his Eidah becomes Zomimin. So then he has to pay a knas of how much? Meir Kesef. That's Motzi Shem. Now, let's say that's if the Baal's Eidim becomes Zomimin. Let's say the Baal's Eidim became Zomimin, and let's say they got rehabilitated. In other words, the other one brings Eidim, the Baal brings further Eidim that are Mazim the Mazimin. Understand those? The Av brought Eidim to be Mazim, the Baal's initial Eidim, to prove that the Baal as having been Motzi Shemra. Now the Baal counters, and because now those Eidim have to, those Zomimin, the new Zomimin, right, they wanted to kill the woman, or they wanted, how does it work, the Cheshbon? No, they wanted to kill the Eidim, the first Eidim. Right. So meanwhile, the Eidim that now become Zomimin have two Chiyuvim on them. The Chiyuv that they want to Mechayiv the Baal, the Meir Kesef, and also they wanted to Mechayiv the previous pair of Eidim, Misa. The Gemara calls that, in that Pesach days, Misa Lazeh, or Mamon Lazeh, or Nefashos Lazeh. What does that mean? Mamon Lazeh, or Nefashos Lazeh. Hear the words. Chaza Behevi HaBaal, Eidim, Behizimum Le'ede Ha'av. Do the math in your head. The Baal went, now rehabilitated his claim by the Mazim, the Eidim of the Av, who are Mazim, his initial Eidim. So just do the math. So now, Chaza again, Chaza Behevi HaBaal, Eidim Behizimum Le'ede Ha'av. So Eide Ha'av, who are now the new Zomimin in this case, Neharagin Umishalmin. They won't have the Ptur of Kamud Rav Minei because it's viewed as, says the Gemara, Mamon Lazeh Unefashos Lazeh. Says Rashi, Mamon Lazeh LeBaal, because the Chiyuv Mamon is to the Baal. These Eidim wanted the Baal to be Chayiv. Unefashos Lazeh Ben Aragi Bishvil HaEidim. So here we're talking about Eidim who wanted to kill other Eidim. So that's viewed as their Chiyuv. Misa of the Kasha Zamam is owed to the people who they were pogea, who they were against. So that's by a case of Eidim Zomimin. We're using the same idea with regard to every act of Mamish of Ritzicha. It was the Chiyuv Misa of Rotzeach is viewed as a Chiyuv that's owed to the Nirtzach. So with this Yisod, says Shmuelzovsky, we understand the Gemara, why we can call the Harug a Baal Dover, because he has a claim here. Just like any situation of a person who has, you know, it's their issue. It's not just, it's Eidus about a crime. It happened to be he was the one that was murdered. He's the Tobeya. So therefore, his re'iyah of this crime is an example of a partial aid because he's a Baldover. That's again, the Achronim like to emphasize both from the Gemara Sanhedrin that we just mentioned in terms of Eidim Zomim and in terms of Ritzicha itself.
I think Rashi said that it's for having tried to kill the Eidim, not necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. In that case, it was because of the Eidim. We're applying it to Ritzicha.
I understand it, but it's like for having killed them, but not necessarily.
It's because of the attempt to kill. It's the same idea. It's because their Eidus that would have led to kill the previous Eidim, so their price that they have to pay is a price in the form of Misa to that person that they wanted to kill. So if it's true about Eidim who wanted to kill, that when you kill them, it's as if you owe that, your life, to the person who you wanted to kill. So the same thing, Achas Kavachomer, I would say, if you actually killed somebody, the fact that the Ritzach is killed is seen as that he owes it to the person he killed. That's the connection. Of course, here it's about Eidim Zomim, and here it's about a Ritzach. But both, I hear the point. It's not Ritzicha there, it's an attempt to do Ritzicha, to kill. But the same idea. This just an akuda in terms of why we call him a Baal Dover, but this will be the Kasha of the Gemara.
Just a question on the concept. If a Nirtzach dies, so then there's no Tviya anymore. Why do we
so
kill
they, maybe it's his Neshama. There could be something like that. What? Kisigo Adam, then you have to talk about Krovim. You have to know, Krovim be considered, yeah, that's a separate Shiloh. Krovim be considered like Baal Dvarim in this regard. Don't know, it's a Shiloh, actually. But certainly, you could say in the spiritual world, there is something like that, and Sigol Adam is like that. Yeah, so this is the Kasha of the Gemara of Harug Yatsa. So the Gemara initially gives the teretz, and we'll see that when the Gemara ultimately comes to another answer to other kashas, so Chorit goes back on this as well. But for now, the Gemara gives a suggested teretz. Kishohargo me'achorav. The case of killing a Ritzeach that we know about in the Torah would have to be discussing a case where he was killed from the back. He never saw the Ritzeach. So he didn't see him. He have no re'iyah that would therefore disqualify the edus on the murder. Rashi says, Kishahargo me'achorav, miskayimim kol ha'mikro'os, shemachayvin esaretzeach lihorig. All the psukim in Chumash that talk about you have to kill a Raseach for having committed murder would have to be cases where there was no din of Nimsa Karvo Paso, because we have to talk about the case in the psukim that the Neharag, the Nirtzach, did not actually see the Raseach. That's a Nukimta. That's a Nukimta. The Gemara presses on. Okay. So he took care of Haruk. What about the following? Nirba Yatzil. A case of sodomy, a case of Nishkav Zachar. The Nirba should also now disqualify the Edim on the act of the Avera, of the Roveya. But here there's no Rashi. Now we have to understand, we have to start, what's the nature of the psul here of Nirba? Why is he a pasul Eid? So he saw the Roveya, and he should pasul therefore the entire kind of Edim that want to testify later about this act of Avera. So Nirba Yatsa, what's the psul of the Nirba? There's a whole tosis about this. Exactly what's the, and here it's not so simple. The fact that Rashi says nothing on this would probably imply that, how would Rashi understand it?
Same
the same we said before, that's the natural assumption. So Rashi would say, Adam Karvei Tzol Atzmo, which we're taking to mean Baldavar. But this is already difficult. Because here already, they have very beautiful svar before by Harag to say Baldavar, but here you don't have that. Chari here, he's just the Avera was the Roveyas, and he was just the tool for that Avera to be committed. You have to know what's the pshat here. Now it's also not clear. We're talking about the mezid, the ratzon, the ones. Also not clear. There's a lot of drachim. Maybe we'll get to in Tosis. We'll have to come back and see what to do with this. So our kopanim, it's understood that there's a psul of the nirba, and let the fact that he saw the roveya create a spearing of the chiyuv mis of the roveya. And for the gemara, kisharavo me'acholav. Again, there was no. He never saw him in the front at all. Everything was from the back. That's the case of the Torah. That's how the psukim will have to work out. A ha'ara that a number of achronim ask here, like the Gemara goes on from here to Horeg Robeya, why does the Gemara only ask from the specifically Nirba, Robeya v'Nirba? Let's talk about all the cases of Gilui Arayis in Chumash, and many of them have Chiyuv Misa associates. Some are just Kares, but some are Chiyuv Misa. So a man and a woman who are an incestuous relationship, a person does, they have a Gilui Arayis, and one of those examples is a Chiyuv Misa. No, so the Isha is not a kosher aid, right? Only a man is kosher latus, a woman is not kosher latus. So like, why is my skip over all the examples of Gilui Arayis? You can ask from there that the Isha should be matzil, that you can't, and the Torah says you put the person to death. So the Tumim, Yonas and Ibishitz in the Tumim and Simon Lamed Vav raises this question, but the Rashash also here talks about it. At the end of his piece, he says, oh, I saw the Tumim and talks about it as well. And he suggests, both the Rashash and the Tumim both see something very interesting, which is going to be very nogeat soon as we get to the Hemshach HaGemara. The Rashash says as follows, Zuchora Tamua, Madua lo maksha mikol ha'arayos. The Isha he, the Gam he Krova, also Karov. You can add to that fact she's a Karov, she's an Isha. Add the fact in the cases of a Krovin, so there's Karov, also Mamish Karov. And there, the Torah says Mishke the Isha, it could be from the front, from the back, there's always a penalty for the crime of Gilui Arayis in any way. So clearly there would have been a visual opportunity to see the person. So then you should say that Isha Tatsil from the Machayev Misa, a person who committed the Aveir of Gilui Arayis with her. That's the kasha that the Achronim asked. So here they suggest a very interesting Svara, that would mean as follows, that there's a difference between an eid pasul. We say nimtza echamen karov o pasul. So wait a second, what's the difference? What's karov and pasul? What's karov? We know karov is karov, relative. What does pasul mean? Karov is a pasul. What does pasul mean? So presumably pasul means a rasha, a tashas rasha aid. Pasuk is really al tashas yadcha in rasha. We also a chamas in Gemara contracts it al tashas rasha aid. That a rasha, a balaveira is pasul the aidus. It's a machokes. We'll get to this eventually when we look at Tosfos in machokes abay berav v'sari. Maybe the machokes abay berav, whether this refers specifically to a person who's ochel nevelos l'teyavon, because he enjoys the non-kosher meat and cheaper, and so he would eat non-kosher meat if it can save him money, and therefore such a person is also pasulatus because he could also be prone to lie as an aid. But let's say he's ochel nevelos l'hachis just for the sake of because he wants to provoke a Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe that would not be called a rasha. It's not called rasha de chamas. Rasha de chamas means it's because of mammon, because of some profit, not any profit. So he looks at that as a higher priority than the Torah. So such a person could also say the sheker also, because he doesn't look at the sheker as a big problem, because for him, whatever other agenda could be for the sake of money could be more important. So that's the shita of Rava, that only ochel nevelos l'teyavon is a rasha de chamas, is a rasha that pasul, rasha de chamas. Abaye, one of the Alkigams, Abaye says even ochel nevelos l'hachis is also labeled a psul of rasha. So either way, those are the two shittas in the Gemara. But that's called a psul of rasha. So presumably, nim sechad karov o pasul would mean karov is kurva. One of the edim is a karov to one of the people they're speaking about. And pasul means a rasha. What about isha? What about non-Jew? They can't be an aid, but there's a difference. That's not a pasul aid. That's just not an aid. There's a difference between an aid pasul and something that just doesn't fit the category to begin with. So what these achronim are saying, the rashash, the tumim, is that we have a new interesting layer in the sugya nitzach karvo pasul, that the whole halacha was limited to someone who you can define as an aid, and then say, but that aid has a disqualifier. They disqualified it, an aid pasul. So that's karov, and that could be pasul in the form of a rasha, be it rasha de chamas, or maybe rasha de lav chamas also. But isha is pshat, she's not an aid at all. This is what the Rishash, we see as Archa Ner, also touches on this further on. We'll get to the Tosfos in. So he says, the Rishash says, L'chei Nera, the Benimtza Isha Beinehem. It turns out, one of the people who saw the Aveira was an Isha. So now, does that disqualify everyone else from testifying? If we hold that by seeing the Aveira, it's called Nimtza Karvo Pasul. He says, no. Lo Nifsehu Acherim, the Bekraksiv Edim. How do we learn out? He says, how do we learn out the din of Mitzvah Karvo Pasul? Al pi shnayim eidim, o shlosha eidim. So it has to be someone who's, and we mash shnayim af shlosha. We have the hekesh. But it has to be someone who's within the category of the eidim. The isha eina nikras eid. Shub matzasi betumim, sov simen lamed vav, sheheyo ksas bazeh. That's the mashah. Interesting. So that would be a suggestion why the Gemara doesn't ask from the case of Gilead Rice. The Gemara asks only from Roveya Venirva. Says the Gemara further, okay, so you took care of Harul Gyatzil, because it's Har Gomechol Rav, you took care of Roveya, Nirva Yatzil, whatever that psul is, Kishirav Mechol Rav, so he didn't see. What about the following? Horeg Veroveya Yatzilu. The very people who committed these two crimes that we just described, Ritzicha, Mishkav Zachar, the Horeg, the Roveya, themselves should spare their own lives because they are Pasul Eidim in the form of Baldava. And L'chora, I would, Pashtus is Kasha, what I would say would also be only according to who? How did Rashi explain the first kasha? Only according to, presumably this too, because I don't think anyone is going to Beis Din. They're not going to Beis Din. Beis Din wouldn't hear their edus about themselves. And it's not shaykh that they're coming to Beis Din to testify about this. But the answer is it doesn't matter. The Gemara's assumption is just the fact that you are witness to the Aveira. If you're a pasul aid, you disqualify the entire kad of edim who saw it. So the Horeg and the Roveh themselves should cover for themselves, not to be chayiv misa. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Again, this is Rav Papa pressing on to Abaye, this kasha. At that point, ishtik. Abaye was silent. He had no answer. Until now, we had ukimtas we could figure out for the Torah. But now, how could the Torah make mechayiv a roseach? How could the Torah make mechayiv a roveya? The very people themselves should create the din of nimsa karvel pasul. He also came to Rava. When Rav Papa came before Rava, so Rava did have an answer. Amalei. The answer is Yakum Davar. The Mekayme Davar Hakasuv Midaber. Yakum Davar. The Mekayme Davar Hakasuv Midaber. What's going on here? What's the pshat here in the Gemara? Let's see Rashi. Yakum Davar. So Rashi says when we're saying this, Yakum Davar Ksiv Bahai Kra. Shasan Lukulam Kishnai. So before we even go on in terms of the actual svara, I think there's something here in Rashi that would be indicative the loka pnei Yeshua that we spoke out. Because if you remember, we were struggling from the very beginning of the Mishnah. What drasha, what pasuk are we darshaning this drasha from of Shlosha Kishnayim? There were two psukim Parsha Shoftim. One was the girsa that we have in our Mishnah al pi Shnayim Edim O Shlosha Edim Yumas Hames, and the girsa that the Gra put into the Mishnah was the later pasuk, further in the parsha, the section of Edim Zomin. What did it say over there? Al-Pi what? Shnei Edim. Oh, Al-Pi, Shlosha Edim, Yakum Davar. So, the drasha of Mashnayim Av Shlosha, is it working off of the first pasuk exclusively? Is it working off of both? Either one? So if you remember the Pnei Yeshua, one of the kashas Tosafot had on Rashi, who explained that Rav Yossi, who limits the din to dinei nefashos, so Rashi says based on the Yitzilu Ha'eda, and Tosafot had a kasha on Rashi, but wait a second, we have a separate pasuk that could speak about mammon, and the same drasha can be made from that pasuk. Al pishnei edim al pishloshim yakum davar. So that was a kasha of Tosafot and Rashi. Because of that, Tosafot has his own pshat that no, because by mamonis you can't make that hekesh because it won't work, because you can't say mashnayim av shlosha, because even by shnayim you're left with one who can be machayev shvuah. Therefore, the drasha can operate to learn out the din within mamonis. But what did the Pnei Yeshua say within Rashi? The Rashi will hold that the second pasuk has a different interpretation, not the drasha of mashnayim av shlosha. That's only by the drasha, by the pasuk of apishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumasames. But the pasuk of apishnei edim o apishlosha edim yakum davar, what's the pshat apishlosha edim? What does the shlosha edim mean? The shnei edim are the two edim who testify, and the shlosha edim are who? The mekabli edim, the dayan. And by mamonis that certainly is good pshat. By the nefashos, the Ramban says Rabbi Lasadia is incorrect. You can't learn that Kabbalah's edus of the nefashos can be with three. You need chav gimel for the Kabbalah's edim. Good. So we'll agree with Ramban's critique of Rabbi Lasadia regarding the nefashos. But then in mamonis we can certainly read the pasuk that way. According to that, it would mean that there is no drasha of a hekish of mashnayim av shlosha in the pasuk of Yakum Davar. But what did Rashi do to this Gemara? When the Gemara responds, Rabbi responds, Yakum Davar, B'mekayme Davar, Rashi explains what Rabbi is saying is, Yakum Davar Ksiv, the high kra in this pasuk, which the pasuk that what? Sha'asan ul'kuam kishnai. What do you see in this Rashi? That the pasuk that we're using, or at least included in the pasuk, they're both good. Maybe it's only that, maybe it's both. But the hekish that we're using to learn out Shlosha Kishnayim is not just the pasuk of the pasuk of Yumas Hames, but it's also the pasuk of Yakum Davar. So you see that you can't get around that. That obviously is also there to teach me the hekesh of Mashnayim av Shlosha. That's Lechora Mefurish came out in Rashi. I don't know, Pnei Yeshua thought otherwise, but Rashi himself is Mashma, that the Pasuk that makes him Kishnayim, I mean, I'm saying it could also be the other Pasuk too, but it certainly includes this Pasuk. Okay, so that's just the deal in the words of Rashi. But what exactly is being said by Rava? So since it says Yakum Davar in one of those Psukim that are being used to learn out the Hekish, to teach me Nimsa Karbo Pasuk, to say Mashnayim Avshlosha, and the Pasuk says Yakum Davar, so therefore, Shasan Lukum Kishnayim, the Hainu Ha'edin. So Avaloba Osei Adavar. So this Pasuk is indicating that that halacha that is embedded in the Pasuk of Mashnayim Avshlosha, that Nimsa Karbo Pasuk is in the Tela, what type of people are included in this Karbo Pasuk? It has to be people who are Yakum Davar. Yakum Davar means not the participants in the act, but people who are witnesses to the act. That's the words of Rashi. Yakum Davar, so we're discussing the players not who are involved in the Maisa, but rather aiding to the Maisa. So that's the words of Rashi. We have to be Masbidis, of course. What does it mean? But that's the Chor Rashi saying in the Gemara. This Teretz of Rava is answering what Kasha? Okay, so it's certainly answering the Kasha that Abaye was stumped by, of Horeg V'Rover Yetzilu. But obviously, what else is it answering? The earlier Kashas too, right? Horeg Yetzilu, Nirva Yetzilu. These are all people who are actors in the story. They're Osei Adavar. So the answer now goes back on everything. That the halacha doesn't apply. You don't have to say that the ukimta of the Torah is only hagol me'achorav, even if it wasn't hagol me'achorav. But the nearby, the harug, these are players in the story. They're participants in the maisa. Let's say Reuven killed Shimon. Reuven was Reuven and Shimon, and certainly Reuven and Shimon, Reuven and the Reuven and the Horeg, these are all not yakum davar people. These are osei davar people. We still have to be masbir what this means. Second. But what else do we see from this Gemara, according to Rashi? Is there any indication in the Gemara, now that we've concluded the Shaka Vitaria, that you need the Pasula aid who spoils it for everybody to come to Beis Din? There's no indication, there's nothing in the Gemara that would suggest it. Because what the Gemara ends up is a special limitation that it's not going to refer to the Osei Davar. However we explain it, we've yet to give much of a hesber to it, but that's it. But there's nothing in the Gemara that says, but it has to be only an aid that's made. No. An aid haroa is considered an aid legabe the halacha of nimsa karbo pasul. But nimsa karbo pasul is only said by someone who is not an osei davar. Only someone who is sees the thing, but not an active participant in the story. Yeah, question.
Rabbi translates the word osei davar to mean even the victim?
I think so. I would think so. You know, Yakum, he's not a Yakum Davar.
Right.
So Rabbi Osei Davar, it could be the words more literally are speaking to the Roveya and Horeg, but I think the same klal, the Mekaime Davar are the Eidim. The Osei Davar, those who are not the Eidim, meaning the Osei Davar, the participants, the participants are both parties. Yes. It seemed that way. What's the hesber though? What's the pshat exactly? Rashi doesn't give us much to work with. Yeah, Elio.
Is Rabbi including in the definition of the kind of lovers, is Rabbi saying that this pasul aid is included in the pot? Aid is and but he's just not involved.
So this is what we're getting to. This is where. This is what we have to know. So the arach lonim. Yeah.
Why is the Gemara assuming that the guy who got killed?
The person who did the killing for sure.
The person who got killed.
No, so that was the initial terrors that Abaye gave.
Assuming that would even possible if the guy, you don't know what the guy saw.
No.
In front, didn't see it, maybe he was sleeping.
No. So the Gemara gives another variation of what you're saying. Me'achorav. It's Nukimta regardless. You're saying Nukimta if he didn't see him. So why didn't he see him? Stomach, he came face to face. He saw it.
But if we're not sure, so then we're going to possibly this?
No. The point is, the Torah speaks about a person who's mitzeach has to get killed. So how can we explain the pasuk in Chumash? Presumably, there are cases of mitzicha where the horuk saw the horuk. So the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara's horuk ve'chorav. That's one of many examples. The Gemara has to try to find, you know, typically he would see it. So you have to find an unusual case.
You have no riot that he did see him?
Again, the pashtus.
Anybody who was in the area when
the pashtus, he saw it. So you have to find no kimta. So the Gemara gives you the kimta. It's the same thing as you were saying.
You just assume that anyone who was in the area heard gunshots, saw the thing because it's a loud noise.
The person who got killed, Nistama, the Torah talks about the cases. He could take an evan, take a weapon, he goes against him. Nistama, you would imagine the case would be that the victim saw what was happening to him.
It's like a bow and arrow from 10 feet away.
Okay, so. Hargum Echorav. Good. It's all Bechlau the Teretz. Hargum Echorav. That's kind of what the Gemara said. What's the Pshat? The Gemara's Teretz. What does it mean? So the Arach Ronim of Kiv Eger and the Tshuva takes for granted that Rashi's Pshat, Rashi means Al Derech the Raivit. The Raivit quoted by the Rush, now this is a Gemara later. Again, a lot of Sugyas are overlapping, intertwining with this. That's a Sugya more for itself. But there is a Raivit that's quoted by the Rush, Dinogea Gemara Namadeis, which we'll Metashem get to. We love it, Tuvia. It's really on to Zayin Amid Aleph. It has to do with a star. We had Edom on it. And there is a situation of a Lova and an Arev. The Lova defaults and the Arev has to pay. And you have Edom who are related to the Arev and not to the Lova. And the question is whether they can be valid Edom. So that's Rashi says it was Ede Halva. It doesn't say Shtar, but Umaisa. It's a situation where they were close to they were Krovim of the Arab and not to the Lova. So the Gemara has a discussion of that, whether that's considered a problem. It's either discussing the issue of whether it was a Halva or, as other Achronim, other Shonim were, it's a question of whether it was paid. We're not getting into the details right now. We'll learn that Gemara inside when we get there. But in the context of that sugya, there's a kasha that the Rishonim ask. The Gemara ends up saying that since they're related to the Arev, and the Arev's requirement to pay is a function of the Lova's not paying, so everything is intertwined. If the Lova doesn't have money, then the Arev has to pay. Therefore, it's enough to disqualify. It's Edom. Even though they're not related to the Lova, we can't accept these Edom. Okay. Kasha is, Rishonim asked, why don't we do what's called Palginan? Now, Palginan is a whole world unto itself. There's something called Palginan Dibura, a variation of that idea. Some Achronim use Palginan Nemanus. We'll have to get to the details of what exactly is the nature of the Palginan here. Palginan would mean as follows, Mashal. The Rush brings a few examples. Let's take one of them. All right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, also Daftes over there. If someone says, Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni. So he's testifying about somebody who committed the act of Mishlov Zachar with him, with his consent. Now, to take that entire Edus at face value would not be accepted because he's making himself a Rashi, he's incriminating himself, he's talking about himself. But, says the Gemara, you can still allow this person to testify against the perpetrator, against the Roveya, along with another aide, even though when he's saying it as the story being that he was consenting to it, which means he's also talking about himself. Now, how could you say this on yourself? You can't. Let's call that a Baldava. So, this is what Rava says. We do a Palgina. Adam karbeit al atzma ve'en adam esim atzma rasha. Therefore, what we do is we take on that ploni rava, but we don't take on the part that he says it was gritzoni. That's one of a couple of examples that Rush mentions. Again, we're going to get into these zinyanim when we get to the sugyan on the days. So we can take what he says and only take part of it. So why not do a similar thing over here? And assume what they're saying is correct, that the loan exists and it wasn't paid, insofar as the Lova is concerned. Insofar as the Arev is concerned, because they're Krovim to the Arev, they should not have credibility. That's, again, I'm speaking in very general terms because it's a complicated idiom. So in this kasha, the Rush brings first one possible answer, and then he brings the Ravid. And the Ravid, in explaining to answer this kasha, relates back to this line of Gemara, and you see how he interpreted it. And as I said, Rav Eger takes Rashi to be a derech the Ravid. So a lot of interesting things that come out of this Ravid. The Rush quotes the Ravid as follows. The Ravid Zalkasa, the part that I gave you to look at. But that's the context of where he's coming in. Ha-Ravid Zalkasa b'tshivosa. So there is a rule, we're discussing Nimsa Echad Karvo Pasu b'tshivosa. There's a parallel halacha that the Ravid looks at in the same light. That's called Edus Shebatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. If you have an Edus on a few different things, and included in the things that the Edus speaks to, there's something that is clearly not to be accepted. So it's a package. If you can't accept the entire Edus, you can't accept any part of the Edus. You can't do Palgina. You can't say, well, I'm selectively going to accept this part and not the other part. And the question therefore becomes, what's the difference? And that's a similar idea, he says, derived to Nimsa Karvo Pasu. Interesting. It's very much in line with one of the study of the Chakira that we presented, if you remember, in Nimsa Karvo Pasu. If you remember, we had two Mahalchim in Nimsa Karvo Pasu. Remember, we discussed this a couple of shiurim ago. One mahalch is the Lashon of the Baal Mor, Kivegar and the Tshuva, that the tzul of the kara over the pasul spreads on the others. The other derech that we suggested was that what is a pshat? That since they're all one kat, we can't separate the kat and say, well, you know, we'll accept this part, these adam, not those adam. It's all one. So this Ravid is very much in line with that side of the Chakira of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, and he sees the same idea playing out by Edus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula. In other words, if you have a part of the Edus that's no good, then you can't say, well, I'm going to selectively accept the other part. But then, on the other hand, we have the Sugya of Palgina. We have an example that we just gave where the person has an Edus that includes in it a part that can't be accepted, the Lutzoni part, and yet we're allowing him to testify about Ploni Rava, and we ignore the Lertzoni. So what is the criteria to know when we say, on the one hand, Edus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula, and when we say, on the other hand, Palgina Dibura. And the Ravid's guided by this line of Gemara to understand what will determine when we say Palginan and when we say Shebatla Miksasa, and he reads all this into Pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin. A lot of things here that come together. I'm only bringing it in because it's mamish anchored in this Gemara. The Ravid sees evidence to this Yisod Nagamah. Let's see how the Rush quotes it. The Ravid Zal Kasa B'Tshuvosa. Is everybody holding? Yeah? It's not too hot?
Just if I could ask for evidence. Is the Ravid saying that the Ravid doesn't know what from the previous one?
All I say so far, I'm giving you a lot of different points of introduction here. What we want to get to is understanding the Lana Gemara of Mekayim Davar Kasa Medaber. The way we're going to get there is because the Ravid uses this Lana Gemara to support a thesis that he has with regard to when we say, on the one hand, Palgina Dibura, and we allow ourselves to selectively take a part of the Edus and dismiss the other part, and when we say the other rule, which is along the lines of Nitzah Karvo Pasul, which is called Edus Sheh Batla, Ksasa Batla Kula. And he's going. And in order to understand when you invoke which rule, you're going to have to accept this yisod of the Ravid, which the Ravid sees in our Gemara, which is in the context of Nitzah Karvo Pasul, Edus Vitei, which for the Ravid is another variation of the idea of Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula. Parenthetically, I want you to understand, realize that in order, by the Ravid doing that, you can almost see what the Ravid, how the Ravid understood Nitzah Karvo Pasul. That what it is an idea of a package. It's not the psul being mispashet, but rather it's that if they're one integrated unit, and you have a psul here, then you can't accept anybody. That's the pshat, Nitzah Karvo Pasul, because you have to see them as one unit. Rabosa, let's see how the Ravid presents it.
What
is Rabbi Akiva Eger was the one. I hope it's not too much information, Chaver. Okay, I'm sorry. If I give you a parenthesis, it's a parenthesis. Close the parenthesis. Rabbi Akiva Eger, so don't listen now. Let's talk to you. Okay. But Kedegra said in the tshuva, the quote of the Russian from the beginning of the tshuva, the Balmar's Russian is that the din of Eidish Abadim, which talks about the core, is that the psua is mispashig on the other agent. That was one way we thought about what it means. The other way that we thought, we used it to explain, if you remember, the Tosfos on Daf of Miraf, Pav Tosfos, that the other way is to say that you can't be selective here with the Eidim. It's one cut, and if I have a Pasul Eid here, then I have no wiggle room, because you have to accept everything, and include it here as a Pasul Eid. Elamite, you can maybe separate the Eidim that are kosher from the rest, and say, I'm only accepting the Eidim of these Eidim, not the other one. But that's Nitzah Kavu Pasul, says, Mashnaim Afshlosha, that you have to treat them all as Mekai Medavar, you have to see them all as contributing, and if you have the Pasul Eid in the middle, then you're stuck. The Ravid's linking the rule of Nimzah Karvo Pasul and the parameters of that as stated in our Gemara with the words Mekem Tekot Medaber with the rule of Eidah Shabbat Miksas Shabbat Kula, which is going to be said and not Pauginon, which is to accept some of the Eidahs, indicates how the Ravid understood Nimzah Karvo Pasul, not like Rabbi Kiva Eger, Russian and Shuva, but in this other way, like Reuben said, that it's like you have to take it as one unit. We're going to see this more and more. I just want you to see that, maybe on your own you saw it when you read the Rush, but it's clear from the Ravid that's how he was thinking about this idea. So let's see inside what he says. Okay, close parentheses, back to the Rush. Okay, Chevra, especially in the back where it's even hotter than over here. Yeah, I understand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Malasot. V'arayvet zal kosa v'tshuvosav. Shekol edus shabatla miksasa. Machmas psul kurva. Batla kula v'lo palgina divura. If it's edus shabatla miksasa, machmas psul kurva, i.e. the case of ila v'tuvia, who are krovim to who? To the Arav and not to the Lovah. But it's all one package. The implications of the Salva, whether it was paid or not, is Nogea, the Lovah, and the Arav. And they're Krovim to the Arav. And he's part of the picture. And it's a Kurva situation. So then we don't say Palginan. Then we say Eidus Shabbat Lemiksasa Bat Lekula. Why? Why do we say that we don't say Palginan? I'll tell you why. Because look at what we have in our Sugya. The Halo Palig Bohu Rachmana. The Torah doesn't create palginan options, because what did the Torah teach us in the Hekish? The Amar Mashnayim Nimseachanem Karvo Pasulusa Betela Afshlosha. So what is the Torah saying in effect with that Hekish? What is the Torah teaching us? To say palginan or not to say palginan? What? Not to say palginan. That's the goof of the point. You see, you're learning in the Rishonim. This is how he understood the drasha Mashnayim Afshlosha. That we don't take selectively the Edom that are not puzzle and say, oh, those are the Edom that we're accepting. That's the Edom we're accepting. Kiloshen HaMishnah by Rabbi Yossi, by Maimonides. Tiskayem HaEdus Bishar. Right? In other words, we selectively accept the other Edom. That makes the Edom. No, everything makes the Edom. Ah, if everything makes the Edom, I see the psul in the middle. So the Torah, by teaching us Mashnayim Afshlosha, is basically fighting against palginan. You can't say palginan. It's got to be all or nothing. It's got to be everything is included. You have to take into account every single aid. So that means aidus sabatla miksasa sabatla kula. Means we don't say palginan. What do we do with the Gemara Sanhedrin that Rava teaches us over there, the rule of palginan? What did Rava say in those words? Ploni, Ravani, Lirtsoni. Says Rava, quote, I'm reading from the West Sanhedrin, Adam karov etzel atzmo. The ain Adam mesim atzmo rasha. So what did Rava teach us, in effect, by saying those words? Adam karov etzel atzmo, ain Adam mesim atzmo rasha. In which case, we can accept Ploni Rava, and we don't accept the word Soni. So what does that mean? So it means we're doing Palgina. So what does the Rabbi do with that? V'hada Amar Adam Kovetz Atzmo Be'en Adam Eitz Matzim Rasha Hainu Dafka Kishemeyid Al Atzmo. When you're talking about yourself, Adam Kovetz Al Atzmo. So what does that mean? What are you? What do you call you? If you're about yourself, Baldava. She'en Ze Eidus Klal. If you're a baldavar, it's not pshat, you're a pasul aid. You're non-aid. You're non-aid. You're not an aid at all. Ela can be she'ein adam. She'ein adam nikro la'atmo a pasul. Kidei she'nol ma'idus about the mitzvah sabat kula. In other words, what does it mean to be an aid? It means you're talking about someone other than yourself. Talking about yourself, you're not an aid, means you're a witness. You're a witness to something outside of yourself. A baldavar, by definition, is not an aid. It's not like an aid puzzle. You're not an aid. And therefore, it doesn't go under the rule of Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula. When do we say you have to take everything? If everyone is an aid and you have in the mixture an aid puzzle, then you can't separate. You don't say pagina. But what's Rabbi saying over here? Adam karvei to atzmo. What is Rabbi saying? You're a baldavar. So therefore, you're not considered an aid, and therefore, now you have to know how to read in the words. They ain't adam eisim atzmo rasha. So what does that mean? And to accept that you're a rasha, you can't incriminate yourself. But you're not. But why does he start off Adam Korei Tzal Atzmo? That's why it doesn't spoil the rest. The Ein Mitzvah Atzmo Rasha, it's like two different points. Ein Mitzvah Atzmo Rasha means you can't incriminate yourself. That's one point. But the first point is, why not say that everything gets negated? How come we don't say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula? So that's what the first part of Rav is about. Because Adam Korei Tzal Atzmo, you are a Baldavar. If you're a Baldavar, it's Pshat, you're not an eight. You're not an aid, then Memela, you're not included, and Memela, we can accept the rest. We can't accept this because you're not an aid at all, so it doesn't spoil the rest of your aids. But here's what we need. The Rive with the Rive, they get this idea from that if you're not an aid, then you don't come under the rule of Eishabas and Moksas about the Kula, and you don't go under the rule of Nimsa Karva Basis Mitela if you're not an aid. The Damya Lahada Amalail. To davar medalef, to the words of the Gemara, be mekayme davar kasev medaber. Ooh, what does it mean? The Gemara is trying to tell us this idea. Baldavar, is it not an aid? And therefore, the rule doesn't hold. Nimsa karva pas. The kihechi, the kishenimsa echad men aidim karva pas so idusim betela. Hachinami kishenimtzel echamen karvo pasul. Shari mixas edusa betela machmas kurva. The kihechi she'en ha-horeg posel es shar ha-edin. Mipnei she'en ni karibo es shabatum sasa batlakua. Hachinami kishu meid al atzmo ve'al acher bechlal ein ani karibo es shabatum sasa batlakua fish'en alav shem eid klal. And then he goes on, very fascinating thing, he explains the next piece of Gemara Sanhedrin. Again, you can look. The next Gemara talks about Poni Baal Ishti, and the Gemara has a Havamina that maybe it would be. He wants to go into the Gemara to mean to say that maybe you wouldn't say that this level of Baldavar, that you're a non-aid, should even apply to Ishto, in which case it would pass through the other part of the Eidus as well, when he says Poni Baal Ishti, Kamash Malan, Adam Karvetel Ishto, meaning you are Baldavar on Ishto as well as the Kegufo, in which case we can still accept the other half, Poni Baal. How's how he learns the next piece of Gemara in Sanhedrin? You can see on your own. So both say, L'chayra, this is the Kiva Eger, at least, and maybe others think of Rashi, even though he didn't really say any of this, he just said, L'mekayme davar, not Ba'osia davar, but they're learning it, Alderach the Ravid. That the Ravid is learning Pshat, that the Gemara's maskana is that you can't say Batla Kula. You can't say Karava Pasidis and Metela on a Baldavar. Why? Because he's not an aid at all. Now, exactly how does, what do you need the drush exactly? Let's understand. So how does it fit the words of the Gemara? How does it fit the drush? This already is harder to know. Very unclear in the Ravid. Yakum davar, the mekayme davar kasev medaber. So like, what is the Torah teaching us? How do you understand it, Rav Moshe? The drush, the gufa is telling us, but a baldavar, it's not set on a baldavar, the rule of Nimsa Karva Pasul, is that what it means? You know, how do we know this Yisod? Is it from the Drasha? Or is it that the Drasha, we understand it, but the Shaila is, what is a Baldavar? Is he an aid? Is he not an aid? You know, how do you understand it? Is it from the Pasuk? So how do you see it in the Pasuk? It's a Yakum Davar. So maybe the Baldavar is a Yakum Davar. How, How does it read in the drush? Yeah?
Maybe it sounds like the latter. The word are we saying that?
Which one?
That it's teaching us that about Baal Dabar.
It's teaching us that about Dabar is not an eight.
Right.
And how do you see it? Because it says Yakum Dabar. So how does Yakum Dabar tell me that only the Mekayim Dabar are an eight? Shnayim Eidim Yakum Dabar. So maybe he's a Mekayim Dabar too. How do I know that the Osei Dabar is not a Mekayim Dabar? How do I know that? It's circular reasoning. How do I know from the Pasuk that a Baal Dabar is in an eight? That's what I'm struggling with. How do I see it in the Pasuk? This Yisod, that the Baal Dabar is not an aid, is itself what we glean from the Pasuk. And once we know he's not an aid, then it follows that you don't say Nimsa Karvo Pasuk, because the whole Karvo Pasuk means he's an aid Pasuk. And then you have to take it as one unit. You can't isolate some aid from the other. It's not, it's about the Musas, about the Kula. But if he's not an aid at all, then it's fine. So what the Torah is teaching me here is Yakum Davar, that a Baal Davar is not an aid. He's a non-aid. So how does it read in the Pasuk? Because Yakum Davar, this is the very halacha of Nimsa Karvo Pasuk, right? Rashi says. So what is the Pasuk teaching me? That only be Mekayim Davar Kos Medab. Fine. So Mekayim Davar means those who are aided. So maybe the Baal Davar is a Mekayim Davar because he's an aid. How do I know he's not an aid? Hagufa, how do I know he's not an aid? Because the Pasuk says he needs Mekayim Davar. Mekayim Davar means aid. So Baal Davar is an aid, he's a Mekayim Davar.
The first part of the
Pasuk. If he were an aid, he'd be a Mekayim Davar. You're telling me it's not an... How can you put in the Pasuk? If the Pasuk, all the Pasuk says you need Mekayim Davar. And the Rav is trying to say that a Baal Davar is not an aid. So Mekayim Davar is another way of saying aid. See, if I didn't bring the whole Rav in, I would read Rashi without any of that. Rashi's saying without any Hesper, maybe. Just simply, the Drasha of Mashnayim of Shlosha is only on the Mekayim Davar, on the people. If we read the Gemara, we first read the Rashi before we brought the Rashi and the Rav in. No, it's only a din on the Eidim, not on the actors. Okay, so, I don't know, that's what it says. Now we bring in the Ravid. Anyway, you have to fit the Gemara for the Ravid in. So what did the Ravid see in the Pasuk exactly? It's not so clear how the Ravid got it from the Pasuk. I get the gist of it, but how does it the nitty-gritty fit in?
Maybe because Eidim are like prosecutors, so Yakum Davar sort of means prosecutor, so we answer Harod as a chara, we keep that answer. We can answer Nerva as also in a chara or whatever. But,
so how do I know that he's not an eight? Is that I know on my own?
Because a horeg, someone who did the killing or someone who did the revea, is not going to prosecute himself.
So I know he's not an eight misvara.
Yeah.
And and what is the Torah telling me? That if he's not an eight, then we don't disqualify the rest. That's what I'm wondering. So that's what the Pasuk is teaching me. That only those who are considered Eidim are disqualified. So the Yisod that a Baal Dabar is not an Eid is not from the Pasuk. That we understand. But we would have thought that even someone who's not an Eid can also spoil it for everybody. It becomes all or nothing even in that situation. So then the Pasuk is really telling me, but the Rav, it sounds like he's getting it from the Gemara. V'dam yilu ha'dam yinu v'gemara. So, yeah.
Just back to what I was saying before, I was saying like the beginning of the pasuk also just seems to imply that it's referring to someone else. Lo yakum eid af and b'ish. Well, it's just like Pasha the pasuk clearly is not talking about someone else. It's like,
so I ask you again. So what is it that the pasuk is teaching me? The yisod that a Baal Dabar is not an aid, or the fact that someone is not an aid doesn't create a problem for everybody? That's what I want to figure out. What is it that the pasuk is teaching? The Meskana Sagama, according to the
Rashi.
Never comes Medaber, so okay. Meaning what? And therefore, I would have thought that the Baal Dabar is an aid, Kamash won the Pasuk that he's not an aid. Or I would have thought that even though he's not an aid, he still spoils it. Kamash won the Pasuk that, no, if he's not an aid, he doesn't spoil it. It doesn't create. Let's do the following. Let's just do the whole Amud, and then we're going to get to the, other the issues one by one. We want to get to the Ashban and Bava Basra and the Tosfos. But let's just see the next couple of lines of Gemara. Okay, so this is one piece of the sugya regarding the Shaka Vitaria of Harug, Nirba, Horeg, Rovea. We have to get to the Tosfos, and of course, and all this. That was one piska that was connected to Rabbi Yossi. Now we have another piska that begins Amar Rabbi Yossi. So again, something seems to be off in the Maram's mind. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'medma mamurim b'chuli mayasu shneyachim b'chuli. So here the Gemara is going to ask hechan minaluhu. This question hechan minaluhu is obviously directed at which issue? At Rebbe's halacha that you have to give hasra in order to say that you can become a apostle, you can apostle everybody else. So the question will be now, and the Gemara is, what about if it's not a hasrah situation, as we'll soon see? So then how else can you be bodek? How can you know whether there was kavanah lahay? So what should be the quote from the Mishnah that the Gemara's question should be directed at? So the Maram says, it should really not have to do with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi belongs earlier. The Amar Rabbi Yossi B'chul doesn't belong here. That belonged as the Ramaram moved that up. Where it said Rabbi Akiva Omer, that should have been Rabbi Yossi, and not Mashnai, but Rabbi Yossi. And what the Gemara would now be directing itself to is what? Is Rabbi. Is Rabbi. Yeah, so that's what he continues to say here. Hapiska Shnia Hayogol Glasus Rabbi Omer, and so on. So what is the Gemara trying to figure out? What's the question? Hecha amrinan lehu. So Rashi says, the karav upasul. So the Pashta says, who are we asking? We're asking the karav upasul themselves, lemivdekinu, to inspect, to investigate, imetchila le'edus niskaven. Because l'chara, what did Rabbi say? Rabbi said it depends on hasra. So what's the Gemara asking? So good, so it depends on hasra. So what do we need to do? Any more investigation? So Tosus is going to comment and say, but that's Bedinei and Fashas, where there's Hasra. But Dinei the Mamanis, and Rebbe, remember, holds the halacha even by Dinei Mamanis, so Rebbe himself would have to figure out when the Kabbana was Lahayim by Mamanis. That's what Tosus is. But L'chora, the Ritva says more Pashas than that. L'chora, Hasra is the only criteria we have at the beginning of Shir. Let's say they didn't give Hasra, but someone else gave Asra, and we'll see it on the base. Asra can come from a lot of other sources. Piyashedi, the Gemara says, Mamish could be from wherever. Doesn't have to be from the Eden. Doesn't mean from all of the Eden. So what's critical is not Asra, as Rashi consistently says. What's critical is that you had Kavan Elohayid. So the simple chat the Gemara's question could be, as the Ritva says, Hechar Minalu, in other words, let's say they gave Asra, then we know there was Kavanah to testify. Let's say they did not give Asra, but they could have still had Kavanah Lohayit. And here they are in Beis Din. So we have to call aside these Kerovim, these Psulim, and for all we know, they had Kavanah Lohayit, in which case, they're spoiling for everybody, but we don't know if they did. So we have to ask them. So, Hechar Minalu. So that would be another Pashup Shat. That's what the Ritva says. It could be by Nefashis also. Because just because they didn't give Asra, they still could have possibly had Kavanah Lohayit. So the Gemara says, we ask them the following: the mechze asitu or asudi asitu? Did you come just to see it? Now, what does that mean? Pash this from the very beginning. The pashup said is when you originally were there and you saw what you saw. Let's say, but in the fashas, for example, according to the Ritva, in the fashas. So, did you just go there for the excitement of seeing what happened, or did you have the intention to come to Beis Din to talk about it? Did you just do it just for the thrill of seeing it, or to go say Eidus? I amri lasudias asu. If they say we intended from the beginning to say Eidus, then the rule would be nimseach meam karvo pasudus mitela. I amri lemechse asu. So then we would not say Eidus mitela. Then we would say what Rebbe says. If your goris is here, mayasu shneyachin shiro bechjorgis anefesh. In other words, then the rule would not apply as Rebbe comments. So the Pashup Shad is, who are we asking again? Who are we asking, as Rashi says? Who are we asking? Which Aiden? The Karpas. And the Neman. Strange. And the belief. It's another issue that we have to deal with in Tosfos. Wow. And the Manas. They have a Nemanis. They can tell. And if they say one thing, then we know that the Aiden's going to go forward because they didn't intend to say Aiden's. They say we had it. It's all going to depend on how they say, what they report. Yeah?
Isn't this kind of Tosfos that she talks about all the whole Nemanis thing that Aiden Psulim still have Nemanis to stress that point for us. In fact, the difference between Aiden Zomim versus maybe this is why.
So, where do you see the Aiden Psulim having Nemanis exactly? What are you saying?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the point. I mean, he just said that Aiden believed.
So yeah, but that's part of the question. But why should you assume they should believe them? Maybe they're making, maybe they're lying now. I mean,
before maybe something that.
Okay, so we have to know. Yeah. What Tosa said before?
Can Tosa distinguish between Edom Zalman versus?
Well, Tosa said that Edom Zalman can also create a din of karbo pasul. That Tosa?
I was referring to how when he distinguished between he said my shna.
Then if you got that the Re'iyah, Tosa said the Re'iyah makes them Edom already. Yeah, but now we're talking about the Krovim themselves. So why would the Krovim of the Psuim be able to tell Beis Din, and Beis Din will accept them at face value when they say, oh, we came for the intention of saying Eidus? Again, we're talking about Rebbe. Rebbe, if you need to add attention to be made. So why would we accept what they say?
I'm making the point that Tosafot before said we always assume that Eidim Psuim, they still have Nehemonis. He said they're still speaking Emes.
Means that they were, that we don't know that they were not, we don't know that they were not there, but that's not the same thing as it's still a leap to say that. Therefore, right. We can believe them to say that. Yeah, it's still a leap. It's still. Let's just finish another line. Rabbi said it's getting late. So then the last piece of Gemara, last line. Itmar Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. So Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says Alacha Kirab Yosi. Now, if you remember, this is also an thing to remind yourself about. How many things differentiate Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi?
Two
things, as we learned up, right? Well, number one, Rabbi Yossi limits the din to dine in the first shows, nimfa karbo paso, not mamanis. Rebbe says even by mamanis. Second, nafkamina, Rebbe says only if hisru behen, even if, only if they had kabana lahoy. Rabbi Yossi says even if it was without kabana lahoy. So when the Gemara is now affirming for one amora, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, and the other amora, Lach Kirebi, we have to figure out, does the Gemara mean on both counts, or maybe only one of them? So Kashtas, we would think on both, but again, they'll have to get to a Tosis on Hedrin, it's Pashtas, but they're perhaps only on one of the halachas. Kashtas, let's assume on both. So the one is Lach Kirebi Yossi would mean, we only say it by the Pashtas, not by Mominus, but when we say it, even without Kavana Lahai. According to the Bandama Kirebi, we say it even by Mominus, but only it had Kavana Lahai. Okay, the big Indian that we have to get into from the Sugya in Bava Basra, in Asadayin, according to everything we read today, Rabosai, you don't need the aid to be made and based in to call him an aid for purposes of the Dinim Sakarva Pasa.